So let's rewind to August 2021 for a second. There's this Shane and I Show episode that barely gets any love, but has some gold in it, seriously. More people should be talking about it.
I couldn't agree more. And it's wild because the stories in that one are hilarious. That's the episode with Uncle Kevin, the Mall Talks, and my personal favorite, the Marvel onesie guy, right?
Exactly. It's that perfect blend of everyday weirdness and genuine nostalgia. The way Shane and Max riffed about growing older and just hanging solo at malls really hit home for me.
I have to say, their take on how malls feel different as you age was surprisingly spot on. It's one of those things you don't really notice until someone puts it into words, you know?
And then Uncle Kevin shows up in their stories, totally stealing the show. I don't think I've laughed that hard at a family anecdote in ages.
Right? The way Shane describes Uncle Kevin's quirks just makes him feel so real. I love when podcasts dive into family characters like that. It adds a layer of authenticity.
Totally with you there. There's something about the way they paint Uncle Kevin. He's both relatable and just off the wall enough to be memorable.
It's almost like we all have an Uncle Kevin in our families. Maybe not as dramatic, but definitely someone who brings that unexpected energy to every gathering.
That actually reminds me, when they started talking about going to malls alone, it was oddly comforting. Have you ever just wandered a mall by yourself?
I have. And it's such a different vibe from when you're a kid. Shane and Max nailed that feeling. It goes from being this social playground to almost meditative people, watching.
Exactly. And their back and forth about what stores you gravitate toward as you get older made me laugh. Suddenly, the food court and home goods shops are way more exciting than the arcade.
That shift is so real. They made it sound so normal to embrace those changes, instead of fighting them. I think that's part of what makes the episode so sneaky good.
But honestly, the real highlight has to be the guy in the Marvel onesie. That story had me cracking up just the mental image alone.
I know, right? There's something about spotting someone in full-on superhero gear at the mall that just makes your day. Shane's reaction was priceless, and Max couldn't hold it together either.
What cracked me up most was how they both tried to play it cool, but ended up making it even more awkward. It's just so relatable. Everyone's had that moment where you see something wild and have to pretend it's totally normal.
That's what makes their storytelling so good. They take those little moments and somehow make them feel epic, like you're right there with them, trying not to laugh out loud.
So, after all that, it's kind of baffling this episode doesn't get more attention. It checks every box. Funny stories, relatable nostalgia, and those offbeat moments that stick with you.
Totally, and I think part of it is that it feels like a slice of real life, nothing forced, just two friends riffing about weird stuff that happens when you least expect it.
That's why I keep coming back to it. Every time I listen, I notice a new detail or laugh at a different part. It's like comfort food in podcast form.
If anyone's looking for an underrated gem in the Shane and I catalog, this one's a must. There's just something about those genuine low-key episodes, that's where the real magic is.